This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tom Chenault, that's Denise Chenault. It is Marianne Niehaus, and it's the Tom Chenault Show on a Saturday morning, afternoon, I guess it is. Hello, Marianne Niehaus. How are you?
Tom, it's good to see you back in the USA.
Yeah, I'm home from Australia yesterday. It feels real good to be back on terra firma, but I'm freezing to death because it was 101 degrees there. Ken and Elaine Smith from Brisbane are listening right now. I just saw them on the feed. So they were kind enough to host me down there, and freezing to death is me and roasting. What are you? Are you freezing or roasting right now?
It's hot here.
Oh, it's hot here.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was in Zurich.
You were in Zurich, Denise Chenault. What were you doing there?
I was seeing the grandkids.
And how'd that go?
Awesome.
Did you get any bad news while you were there?
In what form, Tom?
I heard that you were on TV.
Yes. I'm an international star now.
So they used you as the poster child for someone making income claims, not product claims, but they could have easily done that with you too, by pulling something out of something that you've said over the last 20 years. And I just want to know how you feel about that, because are you an income claim kind of girl?
No.
What are you?
No, I've never, first of all, yes, it was pulled out of context. Second of all, no, I never have felt the need to do anything like that, a income claim, product claim, because we don't need to. I've never felt the need to.
Correct.
I think the truth is good enough, and using my story is all that I need to do.
Okay, well, Michelle Barack Obama, let me ask you a question. I have it on very good.
Thank you. I accept that comparison.
How about Melania Trump? Because I have it on pretty good authority that the speech you used was your story, but it was kind of retold from a story from Big Al Schrader, that I actually found that story, and you were doing what everybody does in network marketing is basically takes great content and retells stories over and over and over again. Did you kind of do that, or you want to confess or not?
This is very bad karma.
What?
We had been on the MLM cruise 6 months earlier, and Tom Schrader, who I love, who is a comedian, by the way, had told this story about, you know, walking into your boss and
doing all that stuff. Don't go back into it.
Fast forward. And and I thought it was so cute and so funny that I retold the story at our convention, and there we go. I think the fact that two words were put together, which were the pyramid scheme thing, and it was probably pulled because of those two words.
Yeah. And the last thing you're ever going to do is want to talk to anybody about enticing anybody into anything. We don't do that.
I've never had to talk anybody into doing anything.
Right. And we do this coffee shop interview, which we're kind of known for.
Right.
Whereby we talk to people constantly about what their life is, what they want to buy, and then we figure out something in our life that we can get involved with them with. Or not. And because I go to AA every day of my life.
Did you feel like drinking this week?
Yeah, you really. Thank God I do that, because I'm telling you what, there was some news coming from America on three different fronts that could have made a man not so sober drink. And at the end of the day, none of those things did make me drink. But one thing in AA, those people are on the edge of the cliff. And you can't be selling them anything that isn't going to serve them. You can't have an agenda other than just loving human beings. And since you and I have been around that world since literally the day I met you, so therefore your entire time in network marketing, your mantra has basically been what's in it for them and to serve and not talk anybody into or entice anybody into anything.
No, because it never works.
Yeah.
Right? A, it never works. And B, that's not who I am.
Yeah.
you know, like I said earlier, the truth is good enough, and if people are willing and ready to make the commitment to you know, build the business, then I partner with them 100%. And I do believe in our company and our products and we have hundreds of thousands of testimonials around the products. And so I don't need to make anything up or inflate anything or blow anything up.
Right. So I'm saying that because I want you guys all to know this. We are a stand for this profession and it being great. And if the FDA or the FTC or the ASPCA or anybody else decides to put a law in, we're going to follow that law. Because the fastest way to stay in business is to stay in compliance with the laws, and the fastest way to get knocked out of business. And that comes with everything that you do in your life. And John Oliver, I've watched John. I think John Oliver is a funny guy until he pointed right at us. You know, without it, episode wasn't so funny, but, you know, he was just doing his job, too.
And I do have to say, though, that he did bring up some really good points and some valid points. And I think that we do have to make our profession better.
Yeah. So the name of the game is, even though it hurt our feelings and caused for a really rough time for, especially Denise, and it broke my heart for her because she just was basically got nailed. It couldn't have happened to two better people because we don't have to defend ourselves. We believe in this profession. We believe in the human being on the other side of the table. And our commitment to them is to show them the best way to do this business. And the best way to do this business is comply. And that goes for the same thing with your taxes. And I know that we've got a new administration in here with Donald Trump, who's an aggressive guy when it comes to entrepreneurialism. But at the end of the day, everybody just needs to know that they need to take the high road all the time. Mm-hmm. And we're being filmed right now, and I didn't tell Denise because I didn't want her to get all gussied up, and she's not real happy with me because now she's on camera, by some guys that are putting together a Kickstarter campaign. And they came to me and they said, Tom, the average home-based business entrepreneur has no idea on how to run a real business. They don't know how to read a balance sheet. They don't understand cash flow or anything else. We want to put together an education system that is going to be unbelievable, and we're going to do it from within. We're going to raise some money outside of our own. They've got a lot of their own money in it, and they're going to do a Kickstarter campaign that we're going to show you in another couple weeks, and they're filming it right now. And the reason I bring that up to you, because it falls right in line with what Sandy Botkin's doing, what Lance Gordon's doing, as really high profile CPAs trying to get people to understand that they do pay their taxes and they do treat this like a business. And all of the, and you know, I'm actually a board member of the ANMP, which is the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. And Marianne's going to put that on the Facebook wall too, because we want you to join that for $20 a year. Because as an association, as a great big group of people, we want to lock arms together to do the next right thing. That's what we want to do. That's what Denise is committed to. That's why it was such a shame that she got targeted, probably because she's got so much class and she's so beautiful. They couldn't make that video powerful with an ugly mug like me. There's no doubt about it. So anyway, now we're going to go to the show. The show, I am going to tell you, is going to be unbelievable today.
We need a little humor.
The one and only Rita Davenport. And I don't know if you guys know who she is, but she is a complete and total rock star. I'm going to give you a little bit of her background here, not the whole thing, because it's just impossible to do it. She has been everywhere, whether it was Good Morning America or Regis Philbin, 100 TV shows. She was a national talk show host, syndicated talk show host herself. She's worked with Dr. John Maxwell. She's been with Art Linkletter, who was a guy that I knew. I can't call him a friend, but I knew him. Mark Victor Hansen's a friend. Les Brown's a friend. Zig Ziglar was. Tom Hopkins. You know it. She's been with him. She's got several bestsellers, like Making Time, Making Money, Excellence in Performance, Professionals at Their Best. She is a rock star. And what's crazy is that she's in love with network marketing. She's actually in the Hall of Fame for network network marketing. She was the Arizona Woman of the Year. She's been the Outstanding Young Woman of the Year. I don't think that was recent. And Denise punched me. And the name of the game. She was also president of Arbonne. At the time, they went to $900 million a year. She won the 2001 Spirit of Philanthropy Award. She's just a rock star. But what I love about her is she is so loved. Tina Beer just sent me an email. I cannot believe you've got her on. You have to tell her hello for me. Across the board, people love this woman. She makes a difference. She makes us laugh. She teaches. She is a rock star.
And she gives back.
How are you, Rita? What's going on, kid?
It's so good to talk with you. Well, I did an event this morning, and so this is the third one this week. I'm on several different boards, and this is a great time for interacting with people and being, you know, grateful. The number one, I say, mental adjustment for prosperity is gratitude, and Thanksgiving is one of my favorite times of year, so you can give back. I actually took two of my granddaughters, 5 and 7 year olds, to the grocery store. Oh, I shouldn't. You're not supposed to tell when you do something good. I'm so sorry. I'm teaching my kids that my grandkids that when I grew up, we didn't always have that much to eat even, and we didn't have inside plumbing and all the things that they don't know any difference. They were born in a home with the swimming pool and the tennis court, so they don't know what it's like to be poor. There's a difference in poor and poor. Poor is worse off. So I actually got my little grandkids, and we went to the store to get Thanksgiving meals for two families to teach them, and I'd ask them, now what do you like, and let's get these bags of groceries together. So this is a great time of year for me, and Tom and Denise, it's so good to talk with you, and I loved all the bragging you did about me, Tom. I wanted to say on the seventh day I rested, but I didn't get to that yet.
That is so cute. I was just in Australia.
My head is so big now I can barely hold the phone to my ear, so thank you for that.
You're a rock star. I was just in Australia, and I actually thought of you. And the reason is I walked out of my hotel room to come home, and I was just going to give the lady like $5, you know, to clean it. And I thought, you know, I've been there for a long time. Rita Davenport would leave that lady a lot of money. So I left her a lot more, like maybe $5.50 or $6, whatever, because I'm rather frugal. But at the end of the day, Rita, you pour love on literally everybody you meet at the same time training them. Isn't that pretty much your style?
You know, it really is. I was on my private Learjet the other day, which is disguised as Southwest, but one of the flight attendants, I walk around and work the whole plane, and I was visiting with one of the flight attendants. She's just kind of surly, not like a Southwest person.
Hey, Rita, hold the Southwest thought. I talked to you right into a break, of course, because this is my first radio show. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back right after this. Stick around. Rita Davenport is with us, and she is awesome. We will be right back.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Denise Chenault, and it's Rita Davenport, and I'm telling you, you love Rita, don't you?
I love Rita, yes. The first time I heard Rita speak was at the ANMP in Dallas, and I was laughing so hard I couldn't take notes.
That's exactly right. And let me ask you this.
What?
Has your mother ever shown up for a live show before today? No. Your own mother loved her so much when she met you at Eric Worre's event that your own mother shows up.
She did indeed.
Your mother's never shown up to see me do anything. I'm very upset, but she's here to hear Rita. So, Rita, you were talking about your
Southwest.
Her Learjet, her private Learjet called Southwest, and you were talking about the surly flight attendant when we went away.
Are you there?
Please tell me.
The Southwest gets you and the flight attendants or whoever they get something. Honey, after that, she could have licked me in the face like a puppy. She was so excited because I had given her some attention. And, you know, when you see somebody acting out like that, they kind of need a little bit more attention and affection and support than other people sometimes. I mean, you know, it just seems fun. And I love to teach that and make people aware of the impact they can have on other people by just being nicer than necessary. I have a little sign that's a little, it's a framed thing, plaque in my bathroom. It says, be nicer than necessary. So that's a good reminder. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Did you see Denise on the John Oliver show?
You don't think I'd stoop so low as to watch him, do you?
Yeah, so you watched it. So, yeah, so she's had a tough, tough week. But you know what? We're in a profession that people don't shoot down. They shoot up. And if you're doing something, there's probably going to be somebody taking a shot at you.
That's
that's probably the highest tribute you can get is people doing that. However, that's, you know, and I'm sure that's happened to you over the years. And, you know, yeah. Denise can roll with the punches like anybody. And, you know, we're proud of this profession. And just the fact that it's getting some attention is probably because it's getting some attention. And that's a good thing in the scheme of things. And maybe we just need to be better at what we do. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, first of all, with every adversity, there is a gift. And in no way could this possibly ever harm Denise. Denise is so much above this kind of jargon, and I don't even want to get into describing how bad something like that is. But it shows, first of all, to me, her greatness. Because when you get in a tiger's eye, and anybody that's a high-profile person like Denise, you're going to have people around you taking shots at you. And one of the things that I learned being, you know, in the media and what have you, you got to have thick skin and still be sensitive, but you can never let anything like that in any way dampen your confidence, your belief, your determination, and your persistence. All that ever did for me was made me that much stronger. And this, with every adversity, there is a gift. And you keep looking for the gift in this, and there will be gifts. There will be many gifts. In direct proportion or greater than the adversity, you will receive gifts. So all I want Denise to do right now is remember her greatness and remind herself that what you expect, believe, and picture is what you're going to manifest in your life, and she's going to have even more greatness. And she's already done so much to help so many people that it's inspiring to know your accomplishment, and it's laughable that anybody would take a shot at you, Denise. I mean, but you know, look what they did to Jesus. So if you want to put this in perspective, you know, the most perfect person ever, and he knew that it was going to happen. And you know, you have to know that when you put yourself out there in any profession where you have a high profile like you do. The first time I met you, Denise, I honestly thought, I mean, I don't know how to read auras or anything. I'm not that smart, but you absolutely transformed the room that I was in. You just had such a magnetism about you and a reflection of greatness. And I went, wow. So when you do that, that threatens other people. And so people take a shot at you. And all you can do is maintain your sense of humor. Like, you know, I love Terry Cole Whitaker's book. The title was Your Opinion of Me is None of My Business. And so you keep telling, you know, you've got me mixed up with somebody that gives a whoop about what you think. So you have to keep those kind of affirmations going that Muhammad Ali, I got to interview him on a couple of occasions. He's actually a neighbor of mine. I doubt if he ever bragged about that, but I certainly brag about him being my neighbor. I actually drive by his gated community on my way to my house, which is much smaller than his, but still a very nice house. It has inside plumbing and everything, so I'm proud of it. But Muhammad Ali said, Reed, I was just a poor black kid living in the ghettos of Louisville, Kentucky, but over and over again I'd say I'm the greatest. And Denise, I want you to over and over again say to yourself, I am the greatest. I'm the greatest.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, Rita, and we'll be back right after this. You stick around for a couple seconds.
An affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hello, Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, we're back. It's Tom. Am I up? We are back. It is Tom Chenault. It is the Tom Chenault Show, and we have got Denise Chenault and Mary Ann Niehaus with us, and we are talking to Rita Davenport, who is an absolute rock star. People are coming in on Facebook. They're texting me. They want to know if you publish your schedule, Rita, where they could actually travel to hear you speak. Have you got a website out there that tells people where you're going, or you just kind of show up?
Tom, I'll be honest. I haven't done public training. Everything is, you know, within a company that I do. So I've got to, I guess, do some of those because I'm being asked from people, and I'm not just saying that a lot, you know, can we come and I get hired to do speeches by companies, and so of course they're private, you know, I can't just, it's not open to public. But good suggestion. I need to do that. And so I'm hearing it too often. But right now, no, just for different companies. And I love what I do and so grateful. You know, only a few people really, really love what they do. I would do what I do for nothing. Don't tell everybody that, though, please. I mean, I have expensive taste. But I would, you know, they say that you never work a day in your life unless you'd rather be doing something else. The whole world of network marketing is, to me, the best chance that we have to turn our company, a country's economy around, and to have a safe venue for people to be paid what they're worth. You know, this is a business that if you don't work, you don't eat, so you got to keep working this business. But I love what we offer people. I'm a former social worker. I was raised in Tennessee in poverty, and I couldn't say to my sister or other family members, well, you could do a TV show, or you could write a best-selling book, or you could speak in front of 44,000 people. But the business that I know of, that you and I both love, network marketing, direct sales, however you want to call your business, is your best shot to have more and be more and do more and learn more, so you can earn more and then share more. So I love what we do. I'm grateful to be able to go all over the world and teach other people, because the thing about the business is that it's not easy. If it was easy, it'd be sleazy. But it is simple. You do have a chance to connect the dots, and then you find out what other people have done, as Zig Ziglar taught me. Then you do 10% more. And this is a business that anybody listening right now, that they want it bad enough, they can succeed in it. So, and I couldn't say you could do open heart surgery, or you could be an artist, or you could be, I just went to the Country Music Awards in Nashville, you could be on stage as a singer. But this business, you can do it if you want to do it. You're going to get what's called an illuminations, and those are ideas of who to contact, what to say, how to help other people. And it's simply a business that you succeed to the extent that you help other people succeed. I mean, what a concept. It's not what you get, it's what you give in order to succeed in this business.
And as you were building Arbonne, the $900 million a year from virtually a dead start, the reason I want to, you had to really reinvent people's thinking on a master and a grand scale. How did you do that? And do you believe that the industry has got the same kind of growth potential right now as it did during that 10-year run that you saw Arbonne explode like it did? Is this the time, or what?
It doesn't have
the
same opportunity. It has more opportunity than it had then. When I came into Arbonne, which I was a trainer, I was a speaker, and they had gotten really, in their opinion, tremendous results from what I had done as a speaker. And then I came in with a starter kit, and then I was number one in sales and sponsoring, and then got the company actually to $980 million. And the whole reason I did that is that I focused on personal development. At the time, the company had 14 products, and I wasn't an esthetician. And the kind of the process then was to teach people about how to apply skincare. And I thought, well, I don't know how to do that. I'm not an esthetician. I'd get my finger caught in somebody's nose, or blind them, or stick my finger in their eye if I'm trying to put on makeup. I even made a joke. I said, just mix it all up and throw it in your face. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to do any damage. But I knew that it was a people business. I knew that everybody, and I taught this, Tom, everybody has an invisible sign. Make me feel important. Make people aware of their greatness. Raise their expectation that they deserve to look better and to feel better and to have more. And I turned the whole concept. I said we have a personal care product, but it's personal development business. And whereas formerly they had not brought in outside speakers, oh my gosh, I was bringing in, you know, the Zig Ziglars and the Tom Hopkinses and the Mark Victor Hansons and all the famous Jack Canfield, all the famous speakers that I knew and that I had worked with as one of the founders of National Speakers. This business is totally based on personal development. What I love about it, if you're in the business and you're listening right now, you've got to stay green and growing. You've got to constantly be listening to CDs. You've got to constantly be going to training. You've got to be constantly growing, getting into the technology and all the things. And I don't know anything that stretches you this much, but the end result, the greatest reward you'll ever get from this business is the personal development. Never end. I'm still, you know, just as ambitious about learning and still listening. It drives my husband crazy. I get in the car, you know, and I'm listening to all these different speakers and the trainers that are out there. But that was the difference that I made. I made everybody aware, first of all, of their greatness. I talked about desire and expectation. I taught them goal setting. I taught them how to look at stress management, the challenge of change, because we're in an industry that is constantly changing. And then I taught them about giving, like you talked about. You cannot give God, but I did talk about, you know, I think I even got more out of giving when I had even less. And then how to raise your expectation and how to be around the people. You know, there's some people I've had to bless and release from my life, Tom. They just drug me down and made me feel inferior when I was around those people. So I kind of gravitated to people that made me feel better about myself. And then the very last part that I love about this whole industry of network marketing, the number one part that's more important than anything else is gratitude and how grateful I was. People say, well, what if you brought somebody in the business and they were more talented than you, they had a better network, or they succeeded, they grew their business ahead of you? I would just say, you know what, you'd have to surgically remove the smile off my face if somebody did better than I did that I brought into this business. I would just say, cha-ching, cha-ching, and laugh all the way to the bank. I was never threatened by anybody in my organization. I applauded their success. Some people, and especially Tom, I'm going to say this because I know Denise is there and you're, you know, we have women and men listening. Sometimes we women are a little bit more threatened by our peers. Guys will have a disagreement and they'll just duke it out and then, you know, tell each other what they think and then have a beer and go play golf. Sometimes we women, you know, we don't give up so much. And I have been told before, how can you love on people that have said negative things about you or tried to sue your company or that, you know, try to hurt you in some way? And I would just say, you know, that's the way I roll. I love on those people, you know, those saying keep your friends close and your enemies closer. People that have mistreated me, it shocks them. They don't know how to attack you anymore when you're nice to them. So I think, you know, the very last step in all of the steps of achievement that I teach and train and I have lived is to be grateful. And I'm so grateful for the example that you and Denise set in this industry and others that look up to you and use you. When I saw you on stage, by the way, Tom, I said I never want to follow him as a speaker because you rock it. And so I'm just proud of both of you and what you do.
Oh, you're so sweet, Rita. Well, let me ask you something. Were you first a TV personality, or did you get into network marketing first?
Oh no, I was a broadcaster, and I did the second I was a broadcaster in Phoenix, and then I did the second infomercial ever that was in 32 million homes. And I started out, I got out of college as a social worker, and then I was a teacher, high school and junior college. Then I worked for the utility company, was a guest on a television show, was offered my own show, and did that for 15 years. And while I was doing that, my sister, who only has an eighth grade education, got married at 14, didn't start her family. She was 18. Her husband had second open heart surgery. I was looking for something that she could do. And I told her about network marketing, and she tried several, was not successful. And I said, keep trying. It's all a learning experience. So I did it to help my family. So my sister said, well, if this is such a good opportunity. Now, I was like, I had the highest rated local show. I had the idea for the Food Network. I did a lot of broadcasting. My sister said, why don't you get into network marketing? And I went, duh, I guess she's right. And every whale knows a minnow, and every minnow knows a whale. And I was kind of a whale in the broadcasting world. And right. I joined. My sister sponsored me under Donna Johnson, who's a rock star in the business. Donna mentored my sister and mentored me. And so I knew a lot more people than my sister, and I built a huge organization that is still today helps my sister, who has had some medical issues herself. And that's what's so wonderful is that you, everybody you touch in this business, as long as they never give up, they always will benefit from their efforts. And I don't know any other business that does that. I mean, this is the greatest opportunity for people that want to have a legacy and a lasting impact on the world.
Well, we're going to take a little break. I mean, it's just crazy. Do you even want to talk to people anymore? Do you want people to contact you? Do you just want to continue to be like...
Are you kidding me? It's my passion. People say, why do you get so excited about this? Because this is my, we'll talk about this. Yes, you go do your, I never said, well, you must be doing rocking it with all these commercials. Good for you.
That's a good, Richard Brook hates it. Richard Brook won't listen to the show. If I ask him to listen to a replay, he makes me cut him out. And I said, that's because internet radio has ruined everybody because they don't have any advertisers.
Yeah.
But the trouble is you've got to have ads in order to have a show.
We're so on like proud of you. I mean, I think
500 stations on the Genesis Communication Network owned by my friend Ted Anderson, and you are right, we are rocking it because of people like you. Rita Davenport, we'll be right back.
You have one more minute.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me I had one more minute?
Oh
my God, my wife is so bad, she told me we were coming to a break.
I said two.
Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, so I don't have any idea, I interrupted her, so way to go.
No, you were asking if she still wants to talk with people, and she said absolutely, that's her passion.
RitaDavenport.com, how do they find you?
www.ritadavenport.com. It's R-I-T-A-D-A-V-E-N-P-O-R-T. I'm pretty easy to find.
All right, well.
And there's a little button that you click if you want to book me for a speech. So it's very easy.
Yeah.
And she has so many books and CDs and everything.
Yeah. All right, you're going to get all of that. And so no matter what, sorry about that extended commercial there, but my mother-in-law just gave me the eye roll, so that's even worse. So I'm out of the will. We'll be back right after this. It's Tom Chenault, Marianne Niehaus, Denise Chenault, and the great, incredible, beautiful Rita Davenport.
In the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're at the final segment. No more commercials for Rita. Poor Rita. Oh, poor Rita. Anyway, I hope you bought some very, very nice product while you were listening, Rita Davenport. And we are back, and welcome to radio. You were even in the radio business. You know how the world goes around. So, anyway, what were we talking about? Anybody remember?
Well, I love the story about her sister, because I had no idea and Donna Johnson, and that's how you... how you got into Arbonne, and that's an amazing story.
And we love her. We love Donna Johnson. She's
the only way I could think. I have a niece that was born with glaucoma and blind in one eye. I had several family members that needed this, and this business is a level playing field. And I can't imagine anyone that knows about it that doesn't pursue this business, because it's basically the best thing you can give yourself to be able to live your life and have not only abundance and prosperity, but to continue to grow personally and professionally, and with all the different input that you will get from going to trainings, from listening to people that have accomplished greatness in their life to learn how they did it, because, you know, that's the only way they're going to continue their greatness is to help other people grow. So it's such an exciting business, and congratulations to you both, not only for blazing a trail and helping so many people, but raising the bar of not only your ethics and your integrity and your caring spirit, but you set an example for the world of making a difference. And, you know, we're in this world not to just make a living. I mean, you can make a living, just, you know, eke out a living, but to make a difference. And I think that what this business taught me is that everyone is born with a purpose. And your goal in life is to develop and determine your purpose, and then to get good at something, and then give it away, then give it to other people.
Right.
Because you're not going to take it with you, and all you're going to really take away from this world is the memories in your heart of people that you have loved and people that you have helped. You're here in this world just to do two simple things. You're here to learn. I never was academically that smart, and like in science and math and the way kids are graded and evaluated in school, but I was a people person, and this is a people business, and I was good. I was in a couple beauty contests, and I never really won first place, but I always got Miss Congeniality. I thought, well, I might not win this, but I'm going to be nice to everybody. And that's the greatest thing about this opportunity, is that you can get good at something that is going to change the world one person at a time. And constantly be reading and studying. You should see my library. Not only is it huge, but I've got thousands of books. And I say that I'm probably being conservative, but I have each book I have learned something that can make a difference in my life, which, you know, I was told I wasn't even college material, not to go to college, didn't get to go to college for 2 years, and then graduated in 3 years with honors. So I didn't listen to the people that ran me down and said negative things to me, because I would always smile to myself. I did not get elected most likely to succeed in my senior class, and I was really ticked about that. But I thought every successful person at some time in their life has been subjected to prejudice or they felt inferior. And me not getting a lot of recognition or not having a lot of success and being poor growing up made me more determined than ever that I would make something out of myself, because God doesn't make any junk, and he sent me here to do something with what I had to work with and make a difference, and not just a living. I interviewed Dolly Parton one time. Y'all both know that I am Jolene of the song that she wrote about Jolene.
I love that story.
What?
Yes. That story.
I'm the Jolene. She told 2,000 people here when she was performing in Arizona and had me stand up. I dated Carl Dean. Jolene.
Wow.
This is funny. I dated Carl Dean actually in high school, so it's kind of funny. I can tell you a lot more about that. His dad was my Sunday school teacher, and he was voted wittiest in our senior class. But when I interviewed Dolly Parton, by the way, I told her I never understood why a guitar was cut out until I saw her grab one. But she said, well, you can say anything, don't you? And I said, yeah, pretty much. But she said that, I said, did you ever regret or resent growing up in poverty in Sevierville, Tennessee? And it was so encouraging what she said. My poverty was a gift. She said, how could I enjoy what I have now if I didn't know the difference? And what was a driving force in my life was to see how many people I could help. But I bought my folks a house before I had a house. I was living in an apartment, but I wanted my parents to have a
wow.
house with inside plumbing and to have a new house. And that didn't make sense to a lot of people because I didn't have that much. But, you know, it was such a carrot for me to say, okay, let me help my family, because they fed me and took care of me when I was a child and had nothing. Like Les Brown says, you know, you're born in this world naked and speechless and you're stupid. You don't know anything when you're first born. And so it was great to have the poverty so I could appreciate the amazing gifts from God today.
You have such an amazing story, Rita. It is what you've done, where you've come from, and what you've been able to teach and share is just amazing.
Okay, Rita,
we're
going home.
What I do is duplicatable.
Yes, it is, and here's the deal. We love you. RitaDavenport.com. This show is over, but your legacy lives on. Everybody, find Rita Davenport. Follow her. Live her. Breathe her, because she is a rock star. I can't tell you how blessed we are to have her in our lives. We'll see you all next week.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.